Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the podcast. Hopefully, you're still enjoying the content I'm putting out. Anyways, good feedback would be appreciated, and or any kind of feedback, you know. You can feel free to criticize, too. At the same time, you know, I'm just here to share some good youthful knowledge, also, you know, knowledge for youth and anyone really in particular in general, you know, stuff I share on the podcast, is for everyone that, might need it. You know, if you like the podcast, listen, you know, if you don't like it, don't listen. It's that simple, right? Okay. So, you know, let's get on to things here. So, So I want to talk about how to evaluate people, and you know, I've talked about before. You know, avoid manipulative people. You know, avoid manipulative people. Avoid people who you know are kind of like, you know, getting under your skin, and it's getting worse. You know, when things escalate and people are under your skin all the time, you know, if you can't make things harmonious or work in a manner where you both agree, you know, sometimes you like, this is a great piece of advice. Okay, you gotta really evaluate and know when to leave. Okay, when to leave a friendship, when to leave a relationship. You know. When to leave people and just be like, you know what, you know, like I'll tell you this, I think most people are going to grow and go through many relationships in life. I think this process happens because it's part of a greater overall picture for growth. Okay. So some of us, we go through a process where we grow. And we get to a point where, you know, we've learned from a lot of relationships and friendships, and it's kind of like, you know, we also learn from some advice, you know, like the advice I'm going to give you right now. You know, this advice could be great for you to hand down to your kid. You know, my father wasn't always someone who, my mother was someone who told me, you know, don't have these kind of friendships. You know, if your kids go to you for advice, that's great. You know, I love to ask for advice too. You know, the truth is, asking for advice from someone who's more experienced, like a parent, is great. At the same time, there's other role models too that you can learn from, you know, and that's why some of us want to be, you know, like, better off when we talk to like maybe a family member as a role model, or maybe someone, you know, who's already, been there. And these are already great ideas. At the same time, you know, not everyone, clearly adapts the same ideologies and has, you know, everything going on for themselves. At the same time, you know, I'll tell you this, okay? You might find people that you get along with in life, and there's people I used to get along with greatly in my life. At the same time, I figured out, you know, there's some people that just don't need to belong in your life because they don't. They don't let you process your better self, okay? So, you know, this also comes back to what I've been talking about, you know, avoid toxic people, you know, avoid people that don't give you the opportunity to be able to be your best self. You know, not everybody wants everyone else to shine all the time. You know, not everybody wants, you know, for you to be able to be your best, you know, and this goes for a lot of people, you know. So tell your friends, you know, speak up, say something, like tell people, like, you know, if you want to get strong and band together more, people will respect you even for the fact that you, like, you know, put out your hand and also say something, like if you see someone needs help, you know, you could put out your hand. And you know, that's great. That's great. Anyways. Yeah, so yeah. We want to know we want to know what kind of possibility to be able to pick from that help us from others. You know, like, sharing advice is such a commodity and such a massive like sale almost. It's almost like, you know, well, why do people read books? We read books to learn from others that were there before us, right? What is a history lesson? Well, a history lesson is exactly what I just explained to you, you know. What is the Bible? The Bible literally controls people's lives, and all the Bible is written down information from a guy who died 2,000 years ago, roughly, and you know, we continue his legacy. You know, that's how powerful previous information is, okay? You know, many cultures and civilizations have religious beliefs and have, you know, power in what they used to do, you know. You got to figure out what you really want in life and then, you know, discover everything you can about it. You know, sometimes we do things that are kind of like, you know, we've been there, done that, and it's kind of like, you know, you got to go find something new. Get on your own path. You know, I advocate that, on your own path. Like me, it's like, you got to know when enough's enough with the relationships, like I was talking about at the beginning of the podcast. You know, sometimes you're just wasting your time, and you just need to evaluate, clean and clear your mind, and clean and clear out some people in your life. You know, as much as it's just like, you know, people on Facebook, you know, cleaning out their friends list, you know, clean out some people, get a clear mind, clean out some people. Here's another thing, you know, some people, their minds are so toxic and fuzzy. It's literally like all they think about is just toxic fuzziness. And, you know, it's like, it's kind of like, you know, you gotta settle down and then think about, like, if I keep failing in my relationships and friendships, maybe I'm doing something wrong, you know? And at the same time, it's like, you should learn this at a young age, you know? I learned and I understand, you know, treat people with respect, you know? Try to be as honest as you can, you know? Straightforward honesty, you know? You know, be respectful, maybe be a bit generous, maybe, you know, share with your friends, you know, talk with your friends, but, you know, where people have struggles is that, not everyone has a good enough friend for them, like, and, you know, it's like, as much as this sounds kind of like, you know, well, that's kind of like, you know, it's not necessarily, you know, sociology is like going to define you, but it's like when you understand, you know, why you love your family so much and why you're there for so many people so much, it's just kind of like, you know, I like people and I like love and I like close relationships, but, you know, at the same time, you gotta know when to be able to be like, you know, you're not comfortable, you know. People say, and I believe it, There is issues with people who have environmentally bad issues. You know, if you're in an abusive relationship, like, get rid of that. That's you know, maybe it's your dad, maybe it's your mom. It's like get rid of all the abuse around you. Like, people don't understand how important that is. You know, if you're living in fear all the time, you know, it's like, you know, why do you continue? You know, it's like some people, they just like, want to, you know, be there for you, but then some people, they don't do things that are in a way, like, you know, patience, I want to say, you know, like, respect, gratitude, for the things you do for Elso, and also, you know, and I'm not perfect, and I've, you know, I probably need to give a little more gratitude to some people that have been in my life, you know. Saying thank you always goes a long way. When you got good behavior, you can really then start to understand and be like, oh, okay, well, you know what? I mean, I'm onto something, right? You know, like people don't always have it in their heads that they need to think appropriately, you know, or they also need to think that, you know, what they've been doing is really life-changing for people or themselves. It's like, you know, some people, they don't quite understand, you know. Okay, you really got to understand that when you think about it and you think what other people are thinking, that's powerful. Like, I don't want to be around people who aren't thinking what I'm thinking. You know what I mean? It's like, communication is so vital. Communication is so important. Communication is like the air we breathe. You know, when you cut off communication, you know, like, I don't want to be, and I feel like people make problems. Like, I don't want to be, like, I'm afraid to, like, make tons of problems because people don't want to communicate, you know? When people start communicating with you, it's like, you know, you're breaking the ice, you're having powerful impact, you know, you're doing things in a way where you're, becoming closer, and you're having the same type of good benefit for one another. It's like, you know, and that's how you not waste time with friendships and relationships too. You know, I mean, like, if you want to be around people who, you know, don't learn how to not be toxic, it's like, nobody's perfect, and I get that, you know, but when do you draw the line? You know, the question is, where do you draw the line? I'm going to tell you where I think you should draw the line, okay? When people start lying too much, when people start becoming overly manipulative, and definitely when people, like, when they steal from you, you know, when people start to really abuse you without lack of how you think or feel, you know, when people think to themselves, oh, you know, you're like a something they can walk on. Like, a lot of the time, how we feel or how we express ourselves is kind of an inner way of expressing ourselves, you know? Like, that's the psychology of things. Like, deep down, how we say and feel about things, it's kind of like, sometimes that's how we feel about ourselves, you know? I'll say this. I'll say, like, you know, there's people who really understand and have a matured and developed human way of things. And from what it seems, it's like people who are older, like, if you're in your 30s, or I'd say if you're in your 40s, if you're like 35 to 40, you really probably settled into yourself. You're much more mature, you know. At the same time, you probably have a lot of life experience that's such a value to people, you know, and it's like, you know, share some knowledge, and at the same time, you probably are rewarded for it, you know. You got people who don't always think about you, you know. And so what happens is like, you know, you want to be kind of the type of person who can think before they do things. You know, if you think before you do things, then you can really understand that, you know, there's not always an evil controlling path you got to take. You know, you don't always have to like think to yourself, you know, what you're doing is always okay. Like, you got to step out of your comfort zone and realize, like, we program our personalities, you know. A lot of the time we're programming ourselves, like, unconsciously to be, like, our friends. But at the same time, you know, the same, like, habits and routines, how we treat people, you know, it's kind of like, you know, if we society will train you. You know, like, give money to the poor. That's a good thing, you know, or give money to cancer, right? You know, what society kind of tells us and brings us along the way and says, you know, oh, okay, well, you know, all right, I give money for this cause. Or, you know, maybe it's, society will say, eat here or buy this car. Or, you know, you have like a, you know, it's not necessarily society, but In a general sense, a lot of the times the society you live in has advertisements. So it's more specific than that. So I'm not going to talk in generalities, because when you talk in generalities, it's kind of like people question you. You know, I question myself, you know, and also it's like, it's more intelligent to be able to clearly define something as it is. So, you know, when you're influenced by an ad on somewhere, like maybe it's your TV, maybe it's your phone or on Facebook, you know, I get ads on emails, you know, it'll say, you know, ad as your email, and then you look it up and it's, oh, okay, this selling you something. Or maybe you got an ad from your internet service provider, I get those. Or you got an ad from your phone company, I get those, you know. You know, so you want to be able to know and understand, like, oh, okay, well, what can you possibly do to be able to have good in your life, and it doesn't like suck the rest of you dry, like, and this means like it doesn't take away from what you've been doing. Like for example, how good you're acting, you know, and or also, you know, you got to create, and I've talked about this, you got to create your own like habit changes, right? So like, I'm like, everything I'm saying should add up now, it should come together now. You clue in, I'm putting the pieces together. So, you know, you got to have a reward system in your own head set up for how you do things, you know, like, let's say you got to go and help yourself.